would say to you this day, he is feeding you with his word. But are you always understanding? Are you always comprehending? Are you always taking my word in? For unless my word, which is the seed into your life and heart, that life, that faith, unless it goes into your heart, you will never really understand or fully comprehend. And therefore you will never really hear what the Lord is saying and what the Spirit is saying to the church. For there are many who go around professing my name, but they do not know me inwardly, and they do not really know my word, because my word does not take root in their heart. For the seed of my word must be planted and must die and bring forth and yield forth much fruit, that 50, that 30, that 100-fold. Yea, my people, it is up to you. It is what you desire. It is what you want in your heart. For the Lord never forces his word upon any, and he will never force his word into the heart of any unless they ask, unless they want it. And if you want it, it is there for asking. But many are asking amiss and asking for the wrong things. For they are asking the things of the world, the things, the lusts of the flesh and the pride of life. They are wanting their comforts. They're wanting it all now in this life. But I have shown you that the mysteries of the kingdom is not for this life, but it is for eternity. It is those who wait. It is those who endure. It is those who press in. It is those who see what they are entering into and for. Therefore, my people, consider these words this day. And as you hear the word, let that word take life into you. Let it be planted into your heart, into good soil, where it may bring forth much fruit, where you are able to walk by faith and not by sight, and be able to overcome in all things. Do not harden your hearts, says the Lord, but let your hearts be open and yielded and soft. And let each of you have an ear that is open to receive the seed of my word, that you might have life and that you might overcome in all things. For my people, the only way you please me is to walk by faith. And there are many in this hour who do not walk by faith. It is simply a lip service. But I have said that by the fruit they may be known. And my disciples know in their hearts that they are not only speakers of the word, but also doers as well. And the only way you will do, the only way you will act, the only way you will live and bring forth the fruit in this life is to ask of me the seed of my word to be planted in your hearts. For those who hunger for this, they will indeed be filled, says the Lord.